about. You gotta put it in perspective.
You ready? 3, 2, 1, here we go.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Mr. Crowley, you're recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you. It's an honor to be asked to speak in front of you all. First, just a quick piece of business. Do we get to keep these pads? And not that I'm going to, but what do you reckon they'll get on eBay? I'm just it's pure curiosity.
Yeah, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it, you know. And if you don't enjoy it, please, you know, stop. But no one can ever take that away from you. You get to do it, and it's a privilege. And just, you know, pretty soon you've been doing it a long time. You go, whoa, this is what I do. This is what I've done with my life. Best of luck.
And now.
Yo, I'm not in this for long term at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure to make some paper, then bounce.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 20th of June.
Children?
What's up?
I don't pretend to know what it's like, what Jensen and his wife are going through right now, waiting for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But months and months and months of planning and excitement, and I would imagine a little bit of terror.
Sure.
But mostly just joy, and you can't stop thinking about it, and it's on your mind all the time, even when you're doing something else. You know this big event, you're counting down to the inevitability of that big event that is going to happen. And there's going to be a baby in your arms.
These are all true things.
That's how I feel.
I was just going to say, where are you going with this?
About Holy Moly premiering tonight. I can't believe we've lived in a world without a show about a giant miniature golf course. And tonight's the night. It's finally on.
This is the Steph Curry show.
Oh,
the crazy part is I saw it and was like, that's dumb. Mm-hmm. I would never. When's it on?
Same.
It's on tonight?
Same.
Right. I can find the time.
It's odd and weird enough that you sort of need to take a run at it. I mean, here's what I'm going to say. It's Holy Moly.
Okay, what is it about for people that fast-forwarded through the NBA commercials?
Okay, it's a giant-sized miniature golf course. I mean, huge. You're playing with a ball that looks like it's a size bigger than a basketball, maybe, guys?
Yeah, it looks like that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a beach ball or something like that? And the course is huge. So in other words, it's instead of a miniature castle that has the thing that goes around that you have to put the ball through, the person has to go through it. I mean, it's the size of a real house. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? The ball has to go through it, and the person has to go through it.
Right.
And instead of like a little water trap, there's a lake filled with ice water.
Wow. And alligators?
I don't know about alligators.
Okay. That would be great.
Right? I'm watching.
And you fall into the lake. It's not just the ball. I mean, everything the ball does, you end up having to do too. And it just looks like the dumbest show ever.
Okay.
But it's here tonight, you guys.
It is Ninja Warrior meets miniature golf.
That's what it is.
True. Yeah. I just.
And what was that obstacle course show where you had to
Wipeout?
Wipeout. Yeah.
What a little of that. Yeah, because the announcers, it's Rob Riggle, and so, I don't know who the other person is, but
Joe Tessitore.
Yeah, it does look like Wipeout. Like it's all set up that way, except it's miniature golf.
Totally in.
Yeah.
you're kind of joking. I'm so in.
Oh no, we're not kind of joking. Oh, we saw it, and it's incredibly dumb.
Right.
And I feel like I'm in.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But how can you not watch it?
Right.
I mean,
agreed.
Allie, let me point this out. It's Holy Moly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you said that before, and I didn't quite grasp the extent of it.
I think it's more than just the name, though, Bean.
No, I think Holy Moly is like...
Not for you. Okay.
It's underselling it.
Allie, I have a question. How do you think holy is spelled in this?
Oh, I hope it's W-H.
No.
Nope.
Oh.
H-O-L-E-Y, as in golf hole.
Oh, right. Okay. That's fine. I thought it was going to be like the whole Holy Moly. Like, holy moly. What?
No, they went for the putt. They went for the other putt.
Okay.
Sure.
Holy moly.
Got it.
Is it?
Because in golf, there's a hole.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's ABC.
Tonight. And Mole. Mole's in it.
That's true.
Really? But he shows up a week later.
Yeah.
So, Holy Moly tonight, you guys.
Okay. ABC. What time?
I think so. Not sure.
No, it's definitely ABC because they were showing the commercials during the finals. Not sure.
Okay. I would guess 8
Yeah, me
too. It seems like an 8 p.m. show.
Okay.
So it seems family friendly, yeah. All right, so that's...
Bean is very excited about this and has no information.
Very,
no idea.
When it's showing, where it's showing.
But when something like Holy Moly comes on, it finds you. So
yeah.
It's a good point.
Don't worry about it.
Point.
And fair analogy to Jensen getting ready to have a baby, too, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I ever told that. I mean, it's Holy Moly.
I mean, you didn't know Holy Moly existed, you know, 4 months ago, though. So
right.
It
right.
may not
that's
be
true.
Exactly
yeah,
well,
I haven't had
one
the same
for one.
Right.
Danielle has been praying for real. She's been saying, just come after Holy Moly because she wants to see it.
Understandable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What if it's during? If it's during, you go, we know I'm sorry,
name.
Honey.
Then we know the name.
Well, you can record it.
Yeah, watch
and it. Could be the birth. It could be the birth.
Yeah. Just have a nurse record it. She can't blame you.
And when Junior comes home from the hospital, it can be the first show he watches in his life. You can then put Holy Moly on and he can enjoy it. He'll love it.
Start with genius, build a genius. I get it. Yeah.
Oh, babies are going to love Holy Moly.
Who's not going to love Holy Moly? That would be a shorter conversation.
That's true.
Right?
It's for everyone.
Babies are going to love Holy Moly is one of the dumbest sentences that's ever been uttered.
No, it's not, because for the same reason they love the Teletubbies is it's just big, bright things moving around a screen. It's just, it's eye-catching.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't have to even follow the game. You don't have to understand even what's going on.
You
it's
mean
just,
one to three-year-olds when you say baby.
Well,
you don't mean,
I mean
day-old.
No, I think Holy Moly's for everyone.
Love Holy Moly.
They
Holy Moly's for everyone, he just said.
That is, it's true. So,
yeah.
If they're not using that by next week.
Bean.
I mean.
Holy Moly's for everyone.
Why are we not correspondents for this show?
They do what if your child's first word
or
is
holy
either holy and or moly or
what
both?
If both?
Yes.
Well, it would be both because your child will be a genius because you started him
with Holy Moly.
On Holy
with
Moly. Holy
also, no one should just be saying holy or moly. Now, from this point on, in all of life, say both of it, religious or not.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Holy
so
moly.
Church is going to get interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, 8 o'clock tonight, you guys. Just saying, we all got plans, right?
Absolutely. Done. We should have a viewing gathering. We should all watch together and maybe live tweet it.
I'll watch it.
I go
you
to a bar.
Great? Oh, I
go
see
to someone's
saying.
House.
Well, I don't see. I feel like a bar would disrupt
too
our
much.
Holy Moly.
No,
watching.
I need to hear wriggle. I need to hear.
Absolutely.
I need to hear how Steph Curry gets involved.
Yeah,
I need to hear
everything because people will talk and ruin it. Yeah. I'm just looking forward to that 1 hour where there'll be no crime. In America.
You know, and the streets are clear.
Streets are clear.
No traffic.
Yep.
Wow, this is genius.
Holy moly.
Can we pull the string and get through today's show, please, and make it 8 o'clock tonight?
Let's try.
I mean, I don't think we can rush through it, but we can give it a shot.
Okay, let's do that.
On today's Kevin and Bean Show, we have Get Up On This with Jensen. Mm-hmm. Face blindness, is that a thing? Scientific survey. Dad bods, huh? Life hacks, what are yours? Dr. Drew.
You are rushing through it.
Is running long distance good for your body? Is Bean's question for Dr. Drew in answer to what we've been talking about for a week and a half now.
I'm going to say no because I'm still sore. I'm going to say it is not good for my body. My body does not enjoy it. My muscles hurt, and that can't be good. Pain can't be good.
Well, asked and answered.
Right.
Is it pain nature's way of telling you you're doing something wrong?
No, it's nature's way of telling you you haven't used those muscles in a long time, and you got to work through it.
Because they're clearly not meant to be used.
No.
If they were meant to be used, they wouldn't hurt when I use them. Boom! But,
by the way, I didn't go burrito yesterday. I ran again.
Is burrito like going ham? Is that like runner lingo?
No, burrito just means I've taken the day off to eat a big burrito.
Oh, got it.
You choose something instead of running. And I was team burrito yesterday.
I thought you were running slang man.
No. No, this party lit.
We will take a little 6.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Guys, we're 10 minutes closer than we
Stop
were
it.
To Holy Moly.
You can't do this all day.
I'm just saying, it's almost here, you guys.
Right.
It's only a little over 12 hours from right now.
Right.
I mean, come on now. All right, I'll just have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Allie.
Bean.
What's happening on
what's
this
going
Thursday?
On?
Wouldn't it be 14 hours away?
I said it's more than 12.
You said a little more than 12.
Oh, you think that's 13?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I did math.
I was just gonna point that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
It did.
I just looked at it and I'm like six. So 12 hours from now would be almost six. And you said 8.
No, I said more than 12.
I know, but you should have said 14.
Okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't more specific.
I mean, we're talking about holy moly.
I know, and I don't want it to tear us apart before it airs.
You have to be precise when talking about
this. That's the thing, is I want to make sure everyone who's listening right now knows that holy moly's on at 8 p.m.
Yes. Like, if you're parking down in front of your TV at 6 and you're like, holy moly, and then it doesn't come on, and then 7 it doesn't come on, you look like a liar, Bean.
Yeah, and then
lies,
people start to...
Lies and more lies.
A lot of lies. And then people start to lose hope. And
that's
then
what I'm saying.
Then they can't trust in God anymore.
Yes.
Because holy moly's not on yet.
Yeah. We are definitely not going overboard.
No.
I agree, it's holy moly.
Agreed. Guys, this is something, and I'm not sure I know how to feel about it. Maybe you can help me. Okay. Marvel boss Kevin Feige announced that Disney is putting Avengers Endgame back in theaters on June 28th with a new post-credit scene. Hmm. It's going to be a tribute and a few surprises. He's been very specific that the new edition of the Russo brothers directed 2.7...
New edition is going to be in it?
7.4 billion behemoth isn't an extended cut. So don't think you're going in there seeing an extended cut.
That's too bad because I really wanted it to be longer.
Yes. Here's the thing. Why would it be because Endgame needs just 45 million more at the global box office before it can declare itself the highest grossing movie of all time? Could it be because they want to win that title, knock out Avatar?
It certainly is that, but I don't understand how you can put a movie back in theaters that literally is still in theaters.
I mean, that's true.
They're going to have to replace Avengers in the theater with Avengers.
Or to some theaters.
It's still
theaters.
Playing everywhere.
Right, but for a lot of theaters, it was almost all that played for a long time.
Yeah.
Now there's... One of the theaters has
right,
it.
So they'll, so maybe they'll just gonna add a couple more,
replace some of the other ones,
or they're just going to say, "Hey, it's there. This one has the extended cut. Go see the." Oh, sorry,
it's not an extended cut. I heard a woman say.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Both Ryder and Feig. It is a new post-credit scene, a tribute, and a few surprises.
How do you feel about it? Do you feel like it's just a cheap money grab?
It's
and
a
they
record
should,
grab.
Shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Would it bother you if they just said, hey, we're this close to being the number one movie, so we're putting it back out. We'd like to...
That would be funny if they were just like,
like,
listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be honest about it and say, this is what we're doing.
Yeah. Yep.
If you want to help, fantastic. If you don't, no worries.
But no matter what you're doing, you're going for the last, 2 minutes?
Right.
I mean, don't even watch the whole movie. Just walk in at the end.
Okay.
If you've already seen
it. But buy a ticket, you're saying.
Right. Well, yeah.
Because you're not a outlaw.
Well,
and it also won't help them with
maybe
your
that's
goal
not the
if
right
you
word.
If you don't
oh,
buy
right.
a ticket.
You want this movie, yeah. right. You want this movie, your favorite movie, to become the most gross film of all time. Yeah, I
mean, it's not my favorite.
If Kevin Feige came out and was like, listen, let's stick it to James Cameron. F that guy.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, let's stick it to James Cameron. And I'd go. But as they're doing it, it's like, oh, new post-credit scene, tribute and surprises. No, just say what it is.
Right.
I agree.
Stick it to James Cameron.
Hold on now. Let me see what James Cameron has to say about this.
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
Okay.
may not be an accurate representation of what I meant.
I think it's good.
Inside. It's possible.
Was The Abyss a movie that you didn't know he directed? And would it be interesting if he did?
Yes, we were going to go scuba diving.
See?
That day, right, Bean?
See?
Maybe. I don't remember.
We were going to go scuba diving.
Maybe.
I mean, you're not wrong. It is interesting that he directed that movie.
No, but my delivery was...
suspect?
It was less than good.
All right, let's do it again with fresh
ears. No,
hold on.
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
you know what ruined that is the word pretty. I shouldn't have said it's pretty interesting, because really... Yeah. Okay.
He did not come back on the show after that.
Oh,
that's very true.
Dang it.
Well, then
let's all
go.
You're all welcome.
See Avengers Endgame back in theaters on June 28th with a new post-credit scene, a tribute, and a few surprises to stick it to James Cameron.
I agree. We're the victim here.
That'd be pretty interesting.
It said a few surprises also?
It says, and a few surprises.
Yeah, I did say that.
What is that?
It's sticking it to James Cameron.
All right.
All right.
The only thing that I can think that it would be as a tribute to Stan Lee.
No.
You know what I mean?
That
some
would
other...
be lovely. But I feel like if it was a tribute to Stan Lee, they would say that to get more people in
right.
the theater.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's a tribute to the characters who pass away in the movie.
Shut up.
I didn't say who.
Oh, I didn't know anyone died in the movie.
No, no one dies. Don't be ridiculous.
Everyone lives.
Maybe it's a behind-the-scenes documentary on Holy Moly.
Oh, see, now you're making me wish it was June 28th, not just
already.
8 o'clock tonight.
Right.
All right, let's get to some birthdays, you guys. Brian Wilson, John Goodman, Nicole Kidman, Cyndi Lauper, Josh Lucas, Robert Rodriguez, John Taylor, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, and Lionel Richie.
That's one for Burtonsville, for Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
That's something that was said.
Yep.
On the air.
That's one for Burtonsville, for Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
That's so good.
I'm telling you, I know what had
directed The Abyss.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Got a scientific survey. We're going to need some jurors coming up next hour. Also, Jensen gets us up on something like we do every Thursday, and our friend Dr. Drew later this morning as well. Hey, there are lots of ways to get in touch with the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, we are all over the social media. We've got the Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. You can also text the show anytime you want. And you can leave an old-fashioned voicemail message with something we call the Kevin and Bean Afro Line at 323-520-AFRO anytime, day or night.
Sort of weird, though, because do you guys ever leave messages anywhere anymore?
No.
It seems like it's so outdated.
It's archaic.
It really is. But we do appreciate your input, and it's always fun.
Do you even listen to messages when they show up
no,
on your phone?
No, like, I
just call back.
No chance.
You just text them and say, what's up?
Yeah. But that's... Look, I don't know a better way than this to have people be able to actually get their voices on the Kevin and Bean
Show. You know
what?
We should have people fax us. That's more relevant.
Excellent. Fax.
Or just hit me up on my pager.
Here's the first call.
I listened to Thursday's podcast about songs that kind of, you know, break the sexy time mood. And you played Sarah McLachlan, which, of course, made me cringe. Only because that was the song I lost my virginity to. Yeah. Good time.
Oh.
So every time the Sad Dawn commercial comes on, he has such mixed feelings.
And it's not just that. He's watching a visual of sad dogs.
I thought my Lose Your Virginity song was the worst until that call.
What was yours?
Well, mine is a song originally by Cat Stevens called Wild World. And the initial lyrics are, now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, which is kind of an awesome song to lose your virginity to, especially
yeah, that's serendipity.
Especially when it's the Maxi Priest version of Wild World. Oh, so sad. But at least it's not dead dogs.
My Lose My Virginity song, I've never talked about this before, but it was Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
So it just all happened right. within all the right. last 6 months? This is a call from a guy about something that happened at a charity, a Friends and Helpers charity event.
Long time listener. Hey, Kevin, this story is actually about my kids that you met at a Friends and Helper event. You were painting the truck with them. But my youngest son was...
All right, that sounds weird. Let
is
me just say...
Is that a euphemism?
Oh. Does that mean anytime a guy calls and says, I need to talk about the time you met my kids, I really do cringe. I feel like, what happened?
And then he followed that up with painting a truck. Right. We were at Galpin, they gave us a truck and like paint and stuff for kids to just go crazy. And how often do they get to paint a truck?
It's great.
So it's not
awesome.
It's not some private thing where I'm meeting someone's kids.
You're clothed.
Yes, fully clothed. Okay. Yes. And handed him paint.
Struggling to get something done, and he just couldn't get it done. And finally, my wife went over to help him, and my oldest son yelled, don't help him. We go by the Kevin and Bean rule here.
Ooh.
We just stand by and watch them struggle and laugh. So, parenting win. Thanks, Kevin.
I don't know if you can hear that, but he said, so parenting win.
Yes.
Your wife is awesome, by the way. Make those kids tough, man. They can work for it.
Yeah.
Kevin, Kev Dog.
Yes.
How the hell do you not like bacon? What the hell is wrong with you?
I mean, again.
Great question.
Mm-hmm. Again, I like bacon.
Uh-huh. Not enough.
Mm-hmm. So love it.
Oh,
not good enough.
I just don't love it.
I hate hearing it.
Get out.
Like, love it.
Get out.
Kevin and Bean, Hall of Fame.
2019. You got my vote. Mark and Brian. Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
Angie Martinez. Kevin and Bean all the way. Let's do this.
Okay, you can't
really
vote for it.
I think that's a thing you can vote
for. It's not a vote thing, but thank you for your support.
All right, now I have a question for you guys. I don't. This is Sam the Armenian Comedian, clearly.
Uh-huh.
Does he have people with him, or has he become a one-man band where he's, like, playing the drums?
Multiple instruments?
Harmonica. Harmonica?
He's got people with him.
Does he?
He is not alone.
The recorder and harmonica at the same time.
So there are other people who are as bad as Sam?
You think he has a bad band?
Well, he's always had a bad band.
Well, that might just mean he has a friend.
You heard that. Well, that could be, yeah.
It's just
he doesn't know the difference.
For him to have somebody with him when he calls the Afro line, that's all.
Maybe he's looping it? It's a real musician now?
You think he's like Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
That's sweet.
All right.
Ooh, Zero Club! Oh, my God. Oh, I have such an erection. Allie, what's up, baby?
I mean, you run out of gas, dude. It's not a good start.
Loser? Right? All of us that run out of gas are losers?
Not you, Radion Turf.
Slaying Man Mondays has become a thing, and I think he may be my new hero.
Mm-hmm. He's very
It's very possible.
Slaying Man Monday, it's Slaying Man Monday. Quit rashing me, bro.
One of the things that he said was slang?
Yeah.
Quit rashing me, bro.
Which no one knows.
Mm. By the way, quick reminder, Slaying Man's coming in tomorrow.
Wait.
In person.
The real guy?
I don't know if that's a reminder. I think that's the first we've heard of it.
Yes, Slaying Man is on the show tomorrow with Kevin and Bean. So get your slang questions ready for Slaying Man himself.
I don't have to apologize to him, too, do I?
That's on you. How you feel?
Yeah, I'm going to need y'all to change the segment from what's happening to spill the tea. We need to live up to Slaying Man standards.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No. He's got a good point.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So Bean has major senioritis, just letting birds chirping through, dogs snoring.
All right, let me just take 1 second and say, we hear the dogs snoring.
Mm-hmm.
Bean has said to us 50 times.
Mm-hmm. He can't hear it.
No one can hear it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
here's the thing about that. People can hear it.
I get that there are some people who can hear it.
But I also
hear from people who say they're always yelling about your dog. I can't hear a dog. You know what I mean? Like they're not. I mean, I don't know whether it's the headphones you're listening to or whatever. But there are also a lot of people who have no idea what it is that y'all are reacting to. But I do get that you don't want to hear a dog snoring. I understand that. But what am I going to do?
You're going to move into another room. That's not our problem.
Oh, my God. You literally think there's nothing you can do?
There's nothing I can do. Look.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm serious about this because Linus is old and senile and deaf, and he needs to be with people, or he just barks full time. And so my only choices are bring him into the studio with me and put him as far away from the mic as I can and let him snore, or throw him out of the studio and let him bark.
Hire someone to sit with him 3 hours a day.
And then what do I do for the other two?
Oh, how long's our show?
It's a little more than three.
Oh, my God.
Three is the amount Allie pays attention. So.
Okay. All right. But
so people can hear it.
Donna is coming home. She's on vacation. She's going to be back this weekend, so this won't be an issue starting Monday.
Am I hearing this right, that Kevin is being the more professional one?
Yes, you are. Thank you for bringing that up.
Whoa.
That's got to
sting. I never thought we'd get to that point.
Thank you very much. It was Allie McKay's birthday recently.
Happy birthday, Miss McKay. Happy birthday, Miss McKay. Happy birthday, Allie McKay. Happy birthday to you.
It is Hulk Hogan, by the way.
It is 6:52.
First of all, 13 hours and 8 minutes until holy moly.
Woo-hoo!
But second of all, Allie, I need your help with something.
Uh-huh.
I want to see a very famous, very funny Mexican comedian, but I'm super busy this year, so I don't really have any time on my schedule till about Christmas. Can you help me out?
That is so weird and so specific.
Really?
But I've got a pair of tickets to the Gabriel Iglesias Beyond Fluffy World Tour, and the winner gets to choose the date. Would you like to see him at Staples Center December 27th?
That's perfect for me.
Oh, no, this isn't for... I'm sorry, this isn't for you.
Or maybe the Honda Center is more your speed, December 28th.
That's the week I'm looking at.
Okay. Well, you can't win these, but someone listening can right now. If you give a call to 1-800-520-1067, be caller 10, and you're going to get a pair of tickets to the Gabriel Iglesias Beyond Fluffy World Tour and choose the date, the 27th of December.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
We don't. We haven't opened the phone lines just yet.
Oh.
But Staples Center, December 27th, or Honda Center, December 28th. Tickets for both dates on sale now at AXS.com. I mean, it's quite a button up right there. Guys, yesterday, I got some of the greatest news of my life.
Oh,
okay.
And I was going to share it right away.
You won the lottery?
No. Well, I feel like all of us did with this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
We're sharing it.
So Bill and Ted's Face the Music has added a cast member, somebody that will be playing the, quote, relentless adversary to Keanu and Alex Winter's Bill and Ted. You guys, they have named Anthony Carrigan Barry's no-ho mother, Evan Hay.
Which is great. Great.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Love it, love it, love it.
I love him.
You all know it. Jensen, before you came, it was season... What?
To the show.
To the show. Season one of Barry... I was in from the first episode, and I became so obsessed with this character, No-Ho Hank, that I talked about it so much on the air that his manager reached out and was like, can we get him in there? Like, will you stop if we get him in there? Absolutely. Got Kevin watching, got Bean watching. It was a reverse Peaky Blinders because they actually were like, wait, maybe I will watch. They love the show. I love the show. You love the show. He came in. And first of all, his character is one of the best characters on television.
Agreed.
And then he comes in, and he's the kindest man. He works with children. He puts on camps for kids with alopecia. He's one of the greatest human beings to ever walk the face of the earth.
Sure.
And I feel responsible for this casting.
Well, okay, that seems
too far.
Well, that
too
may seem the last sentence. Okay.
Too far. But Anthony Carrigan, Barry's no-ho mother effing Hank, has been added to Bill and Ted Face the Music.
He does look like the character Death from the old Bill and Ted's movies. He really does. He looks just like him.
I mean, he's going to be a villain, so we don't know what exactly that entails. But just to recap for you guys, the story of Bill and Ted Face the Music, here's what it's about. The new story, according to production, once again centers on the affable best friends, now middle-aged and still yet to fulfill their rock and roll destiny, when a visitor from the future warns them that only their song can save life as we know it and bring harmony to the universe. The pair set on a new adventure, helped along by their daughters, old friends, and a new batch of historical figures and a few music legends. I hope the
movie's not as long as that description.
Listen,
will they deal with 9/11?
You can only hope so.
Will Bill and Ted go back and save us?
If you want to make it really funny, yeah.
Will Bill and Ted finally address baby Hitler?
Production on Bill and Ted Face the Music begins next month, Bean, in New Orleans.
Oh.
I need you to stock the set. Need it.
Okay. Imagine watching that movie and just seeing big old baby drunk giraffe Bean just walking by.
Hey,
I like this movie.
That would be the best.
It already has an August 21st, 2020 release date on the calendar.
I haven't seen the first two.
Yeah, we know.
I'm sorry?
No, yeah.
I haven't seen the first two.
So gross, dude.
You're really missing out.
I have a big gap in my movie.
All right. It's a lot. Guys, speaking of Keanu, and how 2019 is basically the Keanu sans. So much so that there's a new change.org petition launched. People want to make him Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Yeah.
And I say, why not?
I'm in.
Here's why. because, quote, Keanu is the most wholesome person alive. Make him the person of the year. Keanu has secretly donated millions of his earnings to children's hospitals and other charities and has done amazing things for people in public while asking for nothing in return. Listen.
On the real.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all on the real. They want to get to 50,000 signatures. As of now, 47,191 have signed the petition to make Keanu Reeves 2019 Times Person of the Year.
And this petition. This petition is how they do it?
And he will. Well, he will also. No, so,
not at all.
He okay. will also rewrite the final season of Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's a petition.
It's not on this petition, okay. but it's understood, mm-hmm. I think, with
Change.org. Okay, I missed that part. Okay.
Yeah. These petitions don't really
do much.
Do much.
No. Although, Bodie McBoatface got named by a petition.
Certainly
did. It's out to sea now, right?
It is. It's out to sea, and it's making scientific advancements. I mean, it's a real thing. So yeah. every once in a while, they do listen to these petitions.
And look, and they fixed Sonic. Sonic is being fixed.
That's right.
Yeah, so you never know.
Every once in a while, your voice is heard.
It's true. You guys, this is great news for me.
Great news!
Okay.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson, the actor best known for his role as Mitchell Pritchett on the popular sitcom Modern Family, will host HGTV's 10-episode reboot of the popular home improvement series, Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Hit it! Move that bus, you guys. Is he a very different host than the host from 2003 to 2012, Ty Pennington? Yes. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Will he be donning a carpenter's belt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
All right. We don't know. But he's going to be a delight, and I can't wait to watch it. By the way, when it was on ABC for those 9 seasons, what do you think the average audience was for that show?
Well, I think it was a big hit.
It was.
I'm going to say 10 million.
Wow. Okay.
Not that big.
What about you guys?
I'm going to say 7.
Mm-hmm. How about 16 million viewers Whoa. On average?
Holy moly.
Thank you.
Well played.
That's going to be nothing compared to Holy Moly. Holy Moly is going to break records.
Holy Moly has our heart already. Yeah. But I'm still going to give the show a chance. So congrats, Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Some birthdays for you. Christopher Mintz-Plasse, John Taylor from Duran Duran, Robert Rodriguez, Josh Lucas, Cindy Lauper, Nicole Kidman, John Goodman, Brian Wilson, and Mr. Lionel Richie.
Last one for Burtonsville for Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
I'm going to insist that we play that every What's Happening.
I agree.
Okay.
Wholeheartedly.
Can I play it twice?
Absolutely.
Last one for Burtonsville for Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
There's an article in this morning's Washington Post that is, am I lying, Jensen, if I say it's one of the craziest things you've ever seen that's real?
Well, I'm approaching, a year on the show, mm-hmm. kind mm-hmm. of, and I've never seen an article, sent it to Bean, and it end up being on the schedule within 5 minutes ever.
Yes.
Really?
It is that insane of an article.
Yeah, this is, and you're going to think it's like an asteroid hurtling toward Earth that means sure death for all of us?
Yeah.
This is weirder than that, okay? It's weirder than that.
Okay, what? That's tough to imagine, but okay.
So we got details on that coming up. Plus, we're going to be seating a jury here for a scientific survey. First though, Thursday means Jensen's here with Get Up On This.
Get up, get on up.
On this.
Get up, get on up.
On this.
Get up,
get on up.
On this.
Get up, get on up.
On this.
It is rare that I bring up a video game for Get Up On This. I don't think I ever have yet.
I don't think you have either.
It's a brand new thing for me. I'm not a big gamer.
Right.
But I'll buy one, and then I'll play it for a few weeks, and then I'll go, got it. Okay, good to know.
And you don't need to go back and finish.
No, don't right. need to. So this game caught my attention, and for good reason. Because when it comes to video games, there is a very thin line between boring and rewarding. Like, games over the years like SimCity or Animal Crossing, The Sims, Myst, what about Roller Coaster Tycoon? These are all very popular classic games, but they're slow as hell, man. You got to build a park, and then in The Sims, you had to shower.
Yeah.
Every day.
It's tough for short attention span people.
And it almost runs in real time.
Yeah.
Didn't Dave used to be on The Sims 24/7, Kevin?
I think he was on that Farmville or whatever it was.
Farmville.
Where he builds a farm.
Yeah, that's real boring.
Hey, I added some corn today. What the?
Hey, I can't book the guests, you guys. I got to milk my cow. I mean, that's what Dave was like for a year.
Yeah, but that was a euphemism.
If your Facebook alerts me that you've been on Farmville,
yeah,
I unfriend you.
I mean, I think that's solid.
Thank you.
Solid premise.
You could be spending hours on just trying to catch fish. It's easier to catch fish in real life than in video games. But some people who grew up loving these, like World of Warcraft, where activities like mining are just like endlessly hours and hours of your time, well, they're going to love this game. And it's because it's one of the most popular games of the year, and it is going to shock you. It's the most monotonous of all, and it's called American Truck Simulator.
Yay! I have seen this, and I can't start to get my head around it.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to help you.
Okay.
The game was released back in 2016, but it's found an enormous cult following that's really sort of hit its peak this year. It's a sequel to other truck games in the past that haven't really caught the attention of people, but this is a true-to-life truck simulator video game.
What does that mean? You're driving the truck?
Yes.
And it's not a race?
It is not a race. In the game, players drive trucks and deliver trailer-moved goods to designated locations in order to be compensated with money and experience points. Now, when I say that, you might imagine Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
Or like, no.
I gotta get there quick.
Nah, I mean, you should
You're
try to get there.
Chased by the cops.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you should try to get there quick, mm-hmm. but you should also follow all like legal laws,
traffic
in order
rules,
to, yeah,
everything.
In order to get there.
Wait, so if I have to drive across the country, that's going to take me 3 days to do on a video game?
You better have some Mountain Dew, bud.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Can I pull into the Flying J and get beef jerky and Mountain Dew?
They do have stops, okay. And they're working on getting licenses for, you know, stops that you can go to, like a 7-Eleven.
Can I have a trucker's friend in the cab with me?
Oh.
Not yet. I don't think that's been allowed
I think
yet.
That's available yet.
That's probably something you have to pay extra for.
Yeah, and I don't think you're allowed to take uppers yet either. The goods must be delivered to the location speedily within a given amount of time with the least amount of damage to the truck as possible to also get you experience points. And yes, it's all done in real time. Like,
oh,
you are
God.
An actual truck driver on a route.
And
not,
no.
Yeah, and not only do you can you drive the truck, you can control the entire business with a fleet and hired drivers. In-game money is used to purchase spruced up trucks and associate aesthetic, mechanical, and structural upgrades. You purchase fuel and repairs, all done through that. And you can take out loans from a bank to get more trucks, as well as purchase garages and houses to put them in.
So if I had to deliver some furniture to Phoenix,
yes.
I would sit down in front of my computer, not a euphemism, but I'd sit down in front of my computer, and it would take me like 6 or 6.5 hours to do it. That would be my whole day would be driving to Phoenix from my living room.
You are correct, Bean.
Would he see the actual road from...
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Because I just want to get on to some other things.
Okay.
You can be also transferring chemicals or explosives. And yeah, it could be a real nightmare for you. And then the game just ends just like real life. You just die. And then you have to start back over.
And the game's over?
Yeah, game's over. They have weight stations along the way that you have to stop at to make sure you don't have too much weight, just
can
like
I just
real life.
Interrupt? Are you suggesting that this is your get up on?
This
like,
is my guess.
We should all try this?
I think everyone should know about this. So much, I think you should look at it in YouTube more than anything. Even if you're not a gamer, I think you should look up American Truck Simulator on YouTube.
But I'm saying you're recommending this game?
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes my get-up-ons are just to let you know what's happening in pop culture. And,
right.
And this is what I think is a major shift in video games. And one reason of a huge appeal for it is the maps. Like you said, you want to know where you go. It started with, started with California and Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there are now, to let you know, when you pass these places, there are major landmarks. They're all covered. Like, for example, in L.A., I saw the Santa Monica Pier, and it looked beautiful. The Bellagio Hotel in Nevada, it looked exactly like the Bellagio Hotel. And now New Mexico.
Okay, but wait.
Yes.
It takes you 6 hours to drive from Los Angeles to Vegas to see the Bellagio?
Again, a point I've said yes to, and I still say yes to.
It's not possible!
And now New Mexico, Oregon, and Washington State have become available as downloadable extras. Crazier, they plan on having the entire United States eventually. So over the next few years, you want to ask me how many days it'll take
how
to get from New York to LA?
How many days will it take to get from New York to LA?
I don't know. Haven't played it on American Truck Simulator yet.
Possible.
But when I do, I'll let you know. Currently, a player may travel... Here, this is for Bean. I wrote this down directly right. for Bean. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Currently,
yeah.
the player can drive as far north as Bellingham, Washington, as far okay. south as Nogales, Arizona, as far west as Eureka, California, and as far east as Hobbs, New Mexico.
You guys do know, and I've said this before in the air, that one of my alternate life plans, like if I had to do it all
I
over
totally
again,
totally forgot about this,
is that I would be a long distance truck driver. Like it is a fantasy of mine.
Your fantasy can come
hit
true.
The road.
Oh, it can come true.
God. We're gonna lose Bean to this game.
This game is also working with True truck companies to get them involved, like Navistar. Also, trailer companies like Great Dane and Wabash. All of those are being looked at to be used in the game, so it's even more realistic. The graphics are stunning. You watch as the game goes from daytime to nighttime. You see sunsets over the desert or in the
sea. I
can
do the show while I'm driving a truck.
Oh, right? See, that's what's going to happen.
Bean, why not?
Bean, I do have something else I need to tell you about.
Uh-oh.
If you don't find a job, I have one for you.
Oh, okay.
There are internet radio stations specifically made for Truck Simulator. So there are people... people... people who legally have obtained licenses to create radio stations so that they pay royalties to the music labels.
I don't know how you're making that noise, but it hurts.
What people will say, what's Bean doing now? Oh, he has his own internet station. Oh, can I tune in? Well, do you play American Truck Simulator?
He's going to be doing this by 8 a.m. today.
There are DJs on there. I listen to some, and they're like, hey, guys, it's 8 a.m. Hope you're having a great time out in the truck simulation. Let you know, there is a jam on the 405. Try to stay clear of that. Like, just straight-up traffic reports. And then they play songs, like, inspired by driving trucks.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be on the truck driving simulator playing Convoy. It's going to be the greatest day of my life.
This is only currently available on PC or Mac through Steam, but that's what everyone uses anyway in that world. With E3 last week, titles like Cyberpunk with Keanu Reeves were debuted. Doom Eternal, which is becoming one of the biggest games of the year. The pre-orders, they're not number one, because number one on Steam today,
what?
American Truck Simulator.
Oh my gosh.
And also, Bean, I had one more thing I wanted to tell you.
Yes.
Digital Washington State includes 3,800 miles of virtual road, 20 landmark bridges, and 16 cities. And on YouTube, I even found the waterfall from Twin Peaks.
Take my money now.
That is my get up on this. American Truck Simulator. Ruin your life. Lose your wife. Do everything you can. Play on a truck all day long. Thanks.
Get up. Get on up.
All this.
Get up. Get on up.
All this.
Get up. Get on up.
All this.
Get up. Get on up.
All right, we need some help. We're looking for a scientific...
I don't care about the show anymore, Kevin. I don't even care what you're talking about.
He's gone. Let me handle this.
I'm busy by the truck game.
We need some people to call. You will be jurors, and we will present the case to you, and then you will decide.
But those people need to be women, specifically.
Mm-hmm. Women only for this particular scientific survey. 1-800-520-10...
I'm telling you, this story from the Post is the weirdest thing you're going to hear all day.
Right.
And it's coming up in about 10 minutes. First, though, do we have jurors on the line?
We do.
All women...
All women.
Right?
All women.
All
yep.
women.
Yep, yep.
And they called without knowing in advance what the topic was going to be.
Correct.
So no prejudgment here.
Correct.
All right. Planet Fitness, you guys, has done a survey of over 2,000 women. And they have found, much to my surprise and also to my delight, because I win in this environment, I win here as a result of this, that more than half of the women surveyed prefer a dad bod to a ripped, lean stomach. So no longer do I have to worry about that six-pack of abs that I have. I can just let it go.
You have been working hard on that.
I sure have.
So yeah. I hate to see you let it go so easily.
And no more crunches.
I do think it's important to address that dad bod is not necessarily fat.
It's not, a big, overweight dude. It's just
not defined.
Not toned. Yeah, not defined.
Yeah.
Now, who would be, for folks who still are not grasping, Allie, who would be an example of a celebrity that we know that has a dad bod? Somebody that you would say, okay, that's the personification of what we're talking about here.
Vince Vaughn.
Sure.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a guy who's
been a lot
of time. He
does not want to hear that.
No, he doesn't.
Apologies, Vince Vaughn, if you're listening.
I think he knows that.
Yeah, okay, okay.
He's not a guy who's spending time in the gym. He's just a guy who probably watches what he eats. He's not fat. He looks like a normal guy, or these days in America, a thinner than normal guy.
Yeah.
But certainly not a gym rat.
Right.
Okay, how about you, Allie? Dad bod or ripped?
I definitely have a dad bod.
That wasn't his question.
Okay, got it.
What do you prefer?
Absolutely a dad bod.
You do?
Because a guy that's ripped... And I don't mean to stereotype, but
she's going to stereotype.
You're spraying Axe body spray. You've got an affliction hat and your whole life is working out.
Really?
Those dudes do not interest me one bit.
What if you're just a healthy dude, though? What if you're just a guy who wants to be in good shape? Like Mr. Weatherby, our boss, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
He's in really good shape. He's obviously a guy who goes to the gym.
Wow.
Is he a guy that goes to the gym?
Yeah,
obviously.
Totally. You can see that dude
he's
works
buff.
Out.
Okay, but I don't think he
has any of those other stereotypes. stereotypes that you're talking about being, you know, being a dick.
I also don't see him as a gym rat.
That's
type
what I'm
of guy
saying. He's not.
All.
He's not a buffed up dude. He's just in shape. So I think he sits in a different category. Yeah. Than
he's
the other
somewhere
two.
In the middle. Okay.
Yes. Right.
All right. So dad bod, over ripped, lean stomach. You say, Chip, how about you? You're the other lady in the room. You agree?
Same. Yeah.
Totally. Okay. All right. So let's find out if our listeners agree as well. It's time for a Kevin and Bean scientific survey.
It's time for Kevin and Bean's scientific survey.
To the surprise of many, over half of women in this survey of 2,000 prefer the dad bod over the ripped, lean stomach.
Now, the one thing that we do need to point out is that the results of the scientific survey are legally binding.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. And we're going to go to as many as 5 callers. That's how seriously we are taking it to determine whether it's true or not. Who's our first juror, please?
First is Priscilla from West Covina.
Hey, Priscilla.
Hi.
Thank
good
you for
morning.
Listening.
Good
Thank
morning.
You for listening. Thank you for calling. What say you about dad bods? Do you prefer that or do you prefer a ripped dude?
Total dad bod.
Yeah.
Really? Right. How come?
Because you don't have to worry so much about
other women being interested in him.
Completely. I mean, I've dated my guys with, you know, totally ripped abs, and it's just not the same. You think they're totally into, you know, having sex, that they're perfect, nothing's going to go wrong, but it's just dad bods are for sure the best way to go.
All right. Okay. All right.
One
thank
for dad
you.
Bods.
All right. All right. Who's up next, please?
Next is Erica in Yorba Linda. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what do you think?
Dad bods?
So I'm with dad bod as well.
All right.
Wow.
Why have I been wasting so much time in the gym?
Well, you haven't.
Why do I work out every day, all day?
Again, you don't.
Says the guy who can't come to grips with the fact that his thighs are sore after running once.
All right, Erica.
One thing I want to add real quick that has not been mentioned you know, when you're at home and you're like sitting on the couch or like you're laying in bed, like snuggling, like that dad bod has that extra cushion to like snuggle up on where like the rock hard body is just, no, I don't want to lay with that.
Yeah. Right.
It's like laying on a deck or something.
deck. Yep.
Yes. Thank you, Erica.
Great example.
Market, please.
Like laying with a deck. Please.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying if you're laying on a porch
understand.
Or something like that,
right.
it's not comfortable.
Or a porch. Yeah. Right.
Next. A deck.
All right.
I love that just came to mind.
It's like you're out in a cabin and you're laying on
next
a deck.
Is Jenna from Simi Valley. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
Now, Jenna, we are already 2-0 dad bod. Are you going to seal this one for us or are you going to go the other way and say you prefer a dude with ripped abs?
So here's the thing. I think it's way more comfortable. You have the freedom to eat and drink and whatever with a dad bod dude. And then it's your choice when you say you want to get on the healthy page, and then you can make them do it with you. It's control.
Okay.
So she wants mind control, which is
wow.
Fine.
That,
I get
that wasn't one of the options.
When I'm ready.
I'm sorry?
When I'm ready to get fit.
When you're ready.
Okay. Right. Okay. All right. So we are putting you down for dad bod?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. We have a winner. So, guys, I mean, this is... This really backfired on Planet Fitness because everyone who's listening right now just canceled their gym membership.
Yeah, don't need it.
That's how it works. Sorry about that.
That was Kevin and Bean Scientific.
Disneyland is the happiest place on earth, you guys, and we are continuing to give away 4 packs of passes, including a 4-pack for you in about a half an hour or so. Not only do you get to go to the park itself, you also get the new Galaxy Far, Far Away and the all-new land Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
All right. Everybody wants to
go. You get
it
all.
Yeah.
And you get to zoom along the Pixar Pier on the Incredicoaster. I just love saying Incredicoaster.
Yeah, you
your
do.
Chance to win coming up after 8 a.m. on K-Rock. All right. Do we need a warning on this? Do we need people to understand that this is not fake news, that this is real and true and in
due
the failing
mature watch- subject matter?
Nope.
Viewer-
oh,
not,
like
that's
that.
Not mature.
Not that kind.
It's more like just that. Terrifying.
Not like that.
Okay.
It's in the actual Pulitzer Prize winning Washington Post, and I think it's real, and I think it's true, and I think you need to take it seriously. Here's Dr. Karp with details.
You guys, cell phones have changed our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. Everything we do pretty much goes through our smartphone. And
yes.
In 2019, no year, it's more prevalent. We ever get our news,
correct.
We talk to our families. Without our cell phones, we'd be lost. Research is suggesting that young people are developing horn-like spikes in the back of their skull.
That is not...
Wait.
That is stupid.
Wait.
And it's dumb and it's absurd.
Hear him out.
What about the part where I said...
What?
What about the part where I said it's true?
No, right.
It's in the Washington Post.
But then Jensen started talking.
And you're not going to believe it.
Again.
Start again.
New research suggests that young people are developing horn-like spikes in the back of their skull. Bone spurs caused by the forward tilt of the head, shifting weight from spine to the muscles in the back of the head, and that's the reason tendons and ligaments are causing bone growth to create a brand new bone spur and spike in the back of their heads. Our bodies are evolving and developing because of a cell phone.
You know what?
Yeah.
I totally believe it.
Well,
I
totally
believe it.
It's in the paper.
Go on.
No, you don't
have to believe it. I will tell you why.
Yes.
Do you see this line on my neck?
Yeah.
See it?
Yeah, I see it.
I never had that line until I took this job where I look down at a computer. It's called, wait for it, tech neck. People get this line on their neck because they're looking down at their phones or down at their computer. It has already affected me.
And
Tech neck.
And you think you're going to get horns?
I believe I probably would.
A pair of researchers at the University of Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, argues that the prevalence of the bone growth in younger adults points to shifting body posture used only by modern technology.
Okay, but let me...
Yes, let you.
Let me ask, how are we fast-forwarding evolution like this? Don't changes to the human body inside and out usually take not generations but millennia?
Well, no. They're saying that it's within 10 to 20 years it can alter the way people hold their bodies, and in turn, anyone who's been using a cell phone. So it is a younger generation, but anyone who's been using a cell phone for 10 to 20 years have been developing. By the way, it is a horn-like feature jutting from the skull.
Nope.
That's what it is. It's a horn out of the skull. People are calling it, and Allie, it has a name. You ready?
Yeah.
Text neck.
See? Oh.
Text neck.
I'm text telling
neck,
you.
Text neck.
Yeah.
And by the way, what about all the people, for real, who have been to doctors in recent years because of carpal tunnel syndrome because of using phones all the time?
Yeah.
I mean, that is a legitimate thing. They have that. They call
I know.
It the texting thumb.
Texting
yeah.
Thumb.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a legitimate thing. But horns?
Why isn't nope. this legitimate? Your body's adapting.
Horns.
Sure. Your body is adapting.
But you're
that's
saying horns.
Saying.
I'm saying horns.
You're saying horns.
I'm
Bean?
Saying horns.
Horns?
It sounds like horns to
Jensen
me.
Horns.
Horns.
Australian media, as Jensen mentioned, the study came out of Australia, and down there they've called it head horns, they call it phone bones, they call
bones.
It spikes, and really this is not scientific enough for me. Weird bumps is how it's also being referred to.
Guys, and the danger is not in the head horn itself. The guys who put it together, an associate professor at the Sunshine Coast Biomechanics Department, is saying it's more about the idea that the head and neck are not in proper configuration. So not only are you going to look like alien with a bone popping out of the back of your head, also your neck and stuff's not going to work anymore.
Wow. This is
so just
bad
to be clear,
news.
Two bones.
Right?
Yeah. Horns?
Well, they said there can be more than one, yeah. But right now they're focusing
depending on
one.
How many apps you use.
If you have, it depends.
So now it's
Android,
a horn.
Android users have two. iPhone one. One of the other advantages of going off the iPhone.
Is there a backup for this particular article? Does anyone else comment on it?
Well, no, it's just study. Well, I mean, listen, there are other doctors that are, you know, in scientific reports that have been published in Nature's Research, and that's peer-reviewed and stuff, is that they're more saying, like, it's a degenerative process that's evident already at an early stage of these young kids' lives. Even if you're not saying you see a full bone, 100% every study is saying that people growing up, looking at their phones that much, hunched over, are already changing their bodies. That's proven.
Wow.
It's shocking to me how fast it would affect you, though. It really is.
It's, yes, but the amount of time you spend looking at a phone has skyrocketed in the last, 10 years?
Absolutely. Yeah.
They did a sample of 1,200 x-rays of subjects in Queensland ages 18 to 86. The researchers found that the size of the bone growth present in 33% of the population actually decreased with age. So it is about younger people.
Mm-hmm. Decreased with age?
Meaning like the older
people
they got.
So you develop it as a younger person and then sort of grow out of it?
No, the old people just aren't using their phones as much as the young people, so they don't see it.
So you're saying young people have horns?
Horns.
I don't know why you hate science, Kevin.
But horns.
What do you suppose, just guessing, I don't have a number in front of me, what do you suppose the average amount of hours is a person under 30 looks at a cell phone a day?
It's got to be so much.
It's got to be 12, right?
Yeah. So, for example,
I mean, no joke.
Like those women, the older women that you see that have been hunchbacked because they had jobs where, you know, they were hunched over something, or men that have... Imagine everyone is doing it for an amount of time that their normal work would have been. So it only makes sense that we would adapt in that way, the same way that people have carpal tunnel or problems with their arms from typing.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying horns.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the takeaway. Yeah. Yes. Horns.
From the back of the head also. Because if I were to pick where my horns are, I'd pick them in the front looking like a Satan or whatever. No, I got to have it in the back of the head like I got a wound.
We need to talk to somebody that has horns. Well, and do we have to worship Stryker, who has a tail?
I mean,
What are the rules here?
Horns, what's up? And
Jensen, how long before this starts affecting the size of the hats you buy?
Oh, I buy mostly snapback, so I'm assuming I can push it a little bit more open
over the
to accommodate the horn. Poor children.
I just want to clarify.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Horns?
Horns.
Horns.
I, for one, welcome our new horns.
All right, we all have horns, so that's a thing.
Yep.
It's going to take me a minute just to get used to it, if you guys don't mind. It's
no problem.
Are our headphones going to continue to fit, or are we going to have to get a new model, or what? How's that going to work?
I don't know. Did you talk about the rate of growth? Like, should we be worried, like, about the next week?
No, I think it would take a few years, depending on how many years you've used your phone already.
Oh, right. No.
Yeah.
So okay.
You just have to accept the fact that you're gonna end up with horns. Allie blew our minds with a life hack earlier this week.
Mm.
We will share that with you coming up right after the top of the hour and be looking for yours as well. First though, time for what's happening here on a Thursday morning.
What's going on?
You guys ever watch Seth Meyers?
Occasionally, yeah.
I'll tune in if there's a guest I'm particularly interested in seeing, and I'm always impressed when I do that he puts on a pretty good show.
He does really great work. So when I saw a retweet from one of his producers, Emmy Award-winning producer Mike Shoemaker, with a picture of Seth Meyers laughing hysterically next to Rihanna, who's drinking beer, I was interested.
On the show?
He said, right now we're shooting Seth Meyers and Rihanna day drinking. Yes, Rihanna. It airs Thursday night on Late Night Seth, and they are drunk. A lot of yous in this. So here's why I'm interested. Because he has said in so many interviews, all he wants to do is have Rihanna on a show. Like, that's his dream. That's his dream interview.
That's his white whale.
So I'm scrolling through the comments, and I see people going, oh, my God, to which he responds, Caroline, you have no idea. Then a woman named Linda said, I feel like leaking this footage to the TCA could secure your award. To which he responded, oh, Linda, there was one part where she thought he was being so ridiculous that she had to shoot it for her Instagram. She might have used his phone because it was chaos, and now I can't get it because he is... all caps, passed out.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What went down yesterday? Even better.
Wow.
Even better. Some woman tweeted, did Seth Meyers literally not tape today so he could go day drinking with Rihanna? I'm crying. Yes, they ran a rerun last night. You
That's
guys.
Serious drinking.
Oh, my God.
They had to cancel the show.
I mean, respect.
That's so
this
cool.
Is
right?
The greatest. So if you don't think, we are all going to be tuning in for that tonight on Seth Meyers, we all are. That's incredible. We've got a whole day of holy moly. And Seth Meyers day drinking with Rihanna. She thought she was capturing on her phone video of Seth Meyers. It was his phone. They wanted to put it in the edit, but they couldn't because Seth was passed out.
Great.
This is...
good TV.
This is fantastic.
This is so good.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Oh, God bless you, Mike Shoemaker, for even posting any of that.
12 hours and 6 minutes till holy moly.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent news. You guys... you know I love David Harbour from Stranger Things, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've known that since season one. He's one of my favorite people. Of course, he plays the sheriff from Stranger Things. We had him on the show.
He's got a dad bod.
He does have a dad bod, absolutely. So when I see that Stranger Things actor David Harbour is going to star in a new mockumentary for Netflix, I'm already interested.
Sure.
And then when I see a picture of him in costume yesterday on Instagram, and it says that he will be starring in Frankenstein's Monster's Monster, Frankenstein. I'm absolutely in. But then when I see it's from the mind of someone I know, John Levenstein, who is a madman. He is a amazing follow on Twitter, first of all. He's brilliant. He's so smart. He's just great. It's from him and then a guy who directed a bunch of Pen 15 episodes and starring the sheriff dude from Stranger Things. Oh, my God. It's called Frankenstein's Monster's Monster, Frankenstein. So I reached out to John and said, dude, what? And he said, it's done so serious and it's so funny. I cannot wait for this.
That sounds awesome.
So here's what Vulture said. They said, Frankenstein's Monster's Monster, Frankenstein follows Harbour's character after he uncovers lost footage from his father's televised stage play. The character explores the depths of his family's acting lineage to gain insight into his father's legacy. What? This is insane. Coming to Netflix, by the way, July 16th.
Did you go see your boyfriend David Harbour as Hellboy?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Didn't mean to insult you.
Speaking of horns, right?
Right.
Horny. I don't know. That didn't even make sense.
Plus, we like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, people can't see your point.
Right.
Ever. Okay.
Right. All okay. Right. All I'm saying is that looks fantastic, and I can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's one of Donna's biggest pet peeves, right, Bean? When people say that Frankenstein was...
They refer to him as...
The monster.
The monster, right. Instead of the doctor.
Yes.
Hop in, Frankenstein. Let's get you out of here.
Oh, I think what you're trying to say is Frankenstein's monster.
What?
I think you mean to call me Frankenstein's monster because Frankenstein is...
Oh, you're one of those guys, huh?
No, I'm just... the doctor's name is Frankenstein.
I know. It's just an annoying thing to point out. If you want people to like you, just go along with what they say and have fun.
Go along with what they say and have fun.
Oh, I love it.
You guys are going to figure out a way to turn that around on me for daylight saving time, and I will not allow it.
No, I think you're right, and you need to hold on to that for sure.
Forever.
Yeah. We've talked about all these jobs where you could go on a yacht and just review the yacht. They're going to pay you amazing.
Greatest job ever.
Reynolds Rapp had some job where you just tour the country, eat barbecue. Amazing.
Yep.
How about earning $10,000 to pool hop for the summer? Hotels.com is hiring a, quote, pool hop. Your duties include traveling across the country, researching the most epic hotel pools. They're going to pay you $10,000 plus travel and lodging expenses. You're going to visit six of the most epic hotel pools and then document it on the website. Not bad, right?
Yeah, sounds great.
Let me tell you where these pools are. The Four Seasons in Hawaii.
Oh. Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, that's where we're going. Okay.
The Mondrian in L.A.
Great.
SLS in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Garden of the Gods Club and Resort in Colorado Springs. Sure. The William Vail in New York and the National Hotel in Miami. Yes. Please.
Wow.
I would like to go to all those places, get paid for it, and just talk about pools. I'm just saying, you guys, we are doing the wrong jobs.
I'm bringing my dad bod.
Yeah, you are. Which now, scientific survey said, legally binding that women mm-hmm. prefer those.
Yeah. By the way, by a vote of 3-0.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyone on the other side.
No need to work out ever again.
Yeah.
So that kills our marathon, Jensen, obviously.
Mm. No, because you can marathon and still have a dad bod. That's not like working out. That's cardio.
Bert Kreischer.
Really? Because I'm worried about getting in shape if I start running.
Well, trying to find these excuses. I don't
He's trying to find excuses.
I don't feel a marathon would stop a dad bod.
Okay.
You're not in danger of becoming too fit.
Okay. I'm not approaching the buff line and I need to just slow down.
You're not like an inch away. You're good.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're always going to have a dad bod. You could run 15 marathons, dad bod.
You will have full-blown horns before you actually have abs.
Sure.
I also would for the sake of accuracy, I really have more of a granddad bod.
I mean, that is true.
Truth be told.
Right.
And if that granddad was... kind of a lamb, right?
Not even an in-shape granddad?
If that granddad was made of mucus, then yes.
Oh, pop, pop, mucky.
What are these feelings? Frankenstein angry.
Oh, no. All right, guys, some birthdays for you. We've got John Goodman, Brian Wilson, Nicole Kidman, Josh Lucas, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, Robert Rodriguez, and the great Lionel Richie.
That's one for Burtonsville for Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
That's a real thing that was said by someone I work with.
By a DJ.
That was
Flash Phillips. You don't know him.
That's one for Burtonsville, for Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
Bean was Flash Phillips.
Yeah. An hour from now, we're going to check in with Dr. Drew like we do on Thursday mornings.
Looking forward to that. I can't believe he never sends us a bill, by the way. That's very cool to get free medical advice. Mm-hmm. Hey, the internet was on fire this week for the garlic life hack. Did you guys see that video?
Yes. Yes.
The garlic thing just blew people's minds. Now, I'm not a cook. I'm not a chef. I don't know anything about it. I've never prepared garlic. But what's the deal, Allie? Traditionally, it is very difficult to pull the cloves out of a garlic.
Yeah, you pull the clove out. You have to peel it. It's like painstaking. It's so annoying. Then this video comes along where it just shows somebody jabbing a knife into one of the areas, pulling the clove out, putting it down, jab the knife back
so
in the next area.
So it's literally nothing.
Literally nothing.
Yeah, he pulled he cleaned out that entire garlic of cloves, if that's the correct term, in about 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And unreal. It blew people's minds because there are things out there, there are life hacks, as they're called, shortcuts, that you never knew about. And then once you see it, you go, why did nobody ever tell me? Because this would have saved me so much time and aggravation. Well, Allie is the one who told us about a life hack this week. That, I mean, you tell me what your reaction was on social media. Did it blow people's minds?
It blew people's minds. But we've talked about this before because one of my favorite life hacks that I learned along the way, I love iced coffee. Mm-hmm. But you know what sucks? It gets watered down. The ice eventually just gets all in.
You have to drink it right away, then it becomes watered
total
down.
Total bummer. Gotcha. So what you do is you make ice cubes made of coffee. So you pour coffee into your ice cube trays, freeze it, then you have coffee in your iced coffee as the ice cubes. It's never watered down. It's the best. And
Brilliant. From
that, we got Bean trying to do it with chocolate milk, which brought us one of the greatest sound drops ever from a video that he recorded. Hit it, Bean.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
That was Dean trying that.
The problem with that wasn't Allie's life hack about freezing the chocolate milk. It was just that they were cheap plastic ice cube trays, and they just broke apart.
Yeah. Oh, Dean thought the world was going to end.
It was the end of the world,
and
he was live streaming it, and it brought joy to everyone.
But it was a great hack, though, because you put chocolate milk ice cubes in your chocolate milk.
Amazing.
Which I love.
So what's
the thing you told us about this week? Because I still can't believe this is real.
A couple days ago, I tweeted, to the people that don't disable the horn noise on your lock remote, why? What makes you think the neighborhood wants to hear when you lock your car? It might be my exhaustion speaking, but I want you in the ground.
See, I didn't even understand what you meant. Like, I was, like, disabled.
Okay, here's the thing. You know when you step out of your car and on your key fob, you lock the doors.
Yes. And then you make sure it's locked.
By hearing what?
Meh.
Meh. Or a... something
well,
like
I
that.
I mean, if you have, like, a semi, but sure.
Why wouldn't you disable that so when you lock it, you hear the doors inside go...
I've never...
And you're
I
good.
Didn't know you can disable it.
Well, that was the
Bean
thing
didn't know
I
you
said.
Could disable it.
No,
I
not
didn't
at all.
Know you could disable
I
it.
I was shocked at the number of people that had no idea you could disable it. Because it's one of the first things I do, even with rental cars. I don't want to hear it. And people were saying, but it lets me know I locked the car. Oh, you need a noise to remind you you did the most basic thing in life?
Kind of.
Sometimes,
apparently so. But your neighbors hear it. Everyone hears it. Why would you, if you know now that you can disable it, why not disable it?
Still don't know how to do it.
And, well, you look it up, you Google it, or it's in your car booklet. Usually it's as simple as holding down the lock button and the panic button or holding down the lock and whatever.
So let's say I go inside and I went shopping and I put stuff away.
Because this is where I use it the most.
And I forget if I lock my car, so I just hit it once and it goes, and I go, oh, I locked it. Good.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say you walk out of the mall and can't find where you park.
Oh, that too.
I use it by being like, oh, where's my horn?
A lot of people brought that up.
Yeah.
Okay, A, remember where you park. That's number one.
Okay,
B, human being.
Not possible, but go ahead, Judy,
over here. Number two, you have a panic button. Hit that if you need to. If you absolutely need to. And a lot of cars, people were saying, well, I don't even have that feature. I can't do that. look it up. You probably can. You just don't know about it.
I sure didn't know about it.
So it's a thing.
How?
But people were saying to me, oh, my God, I get home so late at night and I wake up my wife every single time I lock the car because the door, their bedroom is right outside of right. where they park right. their car. I had no idea this existed. Well,
so
it does.
If you're somebody who's making your horn beep every time you lock your car, then this is you.
Oh, no. I'm a colossal asshole.
I mean, possibly. And then there are people that are like, oh, I know I locked it. I just heard the beep, but I want to hear it again. People that do it like 2-3 times. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you?
OCD, I think.
That's a different problem.
I think it's OCD.
My medication would like to speak to you.
All right.
I also have a life hack.
Oh, wait, yes. Okay. Yeah. We're going to take calls on this, by the way. If you have a life hack you'd like to share, something that you discovered that you think a lot of people maybe don't know about, at 1-800-520-1067. Or can it be a life hack that you found out that you can't believe you never heard before?
Sure.
You never
want to expose to people.
Yeah.
All right. Toll free, 1-800-520-1067. Because a lot of calls are expensive now, so I have to mention it's toll free.
Toll free, right.
All right, Jensen, what's yours?
But Kevin seemed like needed
what are you wrong? What are you
an answer.
About?
I just wanted to ask, how big of an issue is it that people are occasionally checking to see if their car is locked?
If,
I mean, is it going? Are you?
I do
are there
it
people,
depends on where
I do
you,
it.
You live.
I think at midnight, it's a factor.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do it like from inside the house, and I have to listen really close. I can barely hear it. I'm saying, how is that?
Well, Allie's
how
saying
is
she
that
hears
an
it.
Issue?
Allie's saying she hears it.
You hear from my house?
Yes, which is crazy. I'm like, oh, Kevin just got home. And then I write
25
in my
miles.
Diary.
This is a woman who, 15 blocks away, she can hear a bird. So
I mean, that's true.
Those birds are
all right.
Right outside
that's
my door.
That's my final question.
Okay.
And then later I'm going to ask you how to do it because I have no idea.
Okay.
Mine is involving breaking glass. So if you have dropped a glass in your house or anything like that, obviously that's going to be happening a lot more in my house soon because I'm going to be giving glassware to my baby.
Good.
And so if it's all on the floor and broken into a million pieces, you know how you have to get down there and pick it all up.
Dustpan and brush. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that stinks. And also, like, the small shards are always hard to get. Piece of bread.
What?
Use a piece of bread and it soaks up the pieces of glass.
And then put it back in the...
Well, you have to throw it out.
Oh, throw it out. Okay.
Yeah. Don't eat it out. What if I was like, then put peanut butter on it, then jelly, and eat that baby up?
Bread!
No, this is from Reddit, where I'd originally seen it on... this is on lifehacker.com.
Never heard of that.
Why do the shards stick to the bread, though?
If you break a glass, use a piece of bread to sponge the area where the pieces are shattered. It picks up smaller slivers of glass better than anything I've ever tried. Put it somewhere safe. I usually take another piece of bread with some sort of adhesive, like peanut butter, and put it on the glassy piece of bread to keep the glass particles from falling out. Then put it in a plastic bag to catch any stragglers on the slip away.
Wow, that's a lot of work. Right
okay,
there.
But the whole point is just use bread.
Okay.
The whole point is it's a waste of a peanut butter sandwich.
Right?
No.
You don't waste peanut butter. I'm dead set against that.
Listen, there's no bread shortage,
okay.
guys. We don't live in 20s Russia. We can use bread to pick
so
up glass.
So use bread. Oh, no, I'm fine with bread. I just peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter, yeah.
But use bread I never even heard of.
Yeah.
Never thought of that.
That's what life hacks are about, you guys.
Nice.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We learned about car horns. We learned about garlic. We learned about shards of glass. Now we want to hear what life hack you want to contribute. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
All right, just had a lovely the band. Let's take one phone call. Let's make it Evan in Orange County. We're talking about life hacks. Evan, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Good morning, party people.
Good morning. Hey, now before you go on with your life hack, did you know Allie's life hack about how to disable your car, the beeping when you lock your car? Did you know that?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. So we're
I had no clue about that. Thank you, Allie. Learn something new every day.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. What do you have to offer in return?
Okay, so you know how birthday cakes, you have to cut them into so many pieces, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So just instead of a knife, just use a piece of dental floss.
Do you live in a house where you're not allowed to have knives?
Are you in a mental
institution,
Evan?
Are you in jail? Yeah, what's happening here?
There's a possibility I should be.
Why do you need to replace the knife cutting the cake?
Is it a cleaner line?
That's exactly right. Yeah, okay. It's a perfectly straight line. You get all the pieces like in a perfect square. And it's a lot quicker.
That makes sense because when you pull the knife back up, it's got gunk. And then you go to the next piece and it's like gunk. Oh.
No, you lick the gunk off every time.
All right.
Got it. And then it's also, a lot easier to serve it and stuff. And I stopped my grandma 1 year from cutting the cake with a knife, and I went and I got dental floss. Everybody thought I was crazy, so it's funny you say that. And then it's the same year that I blew the candles out with my nostrils.
What okay. just happened?
Evan, just got weird. Evan, just got weird.
Evan, you're my man.
Evan, good luck in the straitjacket today.
You're my man.
During right, yard now time.
But now we know why they locked him up.
The meds will be there shortly.
1-800-520-1067. We're taking life hack calls, and we'll take yours Evan, next time. Evan. We are talking about the life hacks here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. I mean, you know, blowing out your candles with your nostrils, for instance. That's a life hack I didn't know until we talked to Evan.
I mean, his main one was to use floss instead of a knife to cut a cake.
Yeah.
Right. Because grandma can't be trusted with knives.
Right. I don't know why they handed Nana the knife in the first place.
Give me line 8. Let's go to Santa Monica. Say hi to John. I'm not sure if this one works out, but he believes in it, so let's find out.
Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Life hacks. What do you got for us?
Well, it certainly works because I use it all the time, a little bit more than I would like to admit. But when you pull up to any fast food restaurant, you ask for them to not have salt on your fries. And it forces them to make a fresh batch of them. So they always come out piping hot. And you can always later add on your own salt if you like.
But I feel like, okay, smart. Okay, John, I feel that I feel my own salting at a McDonald's fries, which we all know is the best fries. Mm-hmm. Is not as good as the Absolutely. Salting in which the industry has created for them. Do you know what I'm saying? McDonald's salts them better than I do, and I'm concerned about your life hack.
You think that McDonald's provides better salt than what you're able to provide?
I believe 100%. They, yeah, and so does Bean. We believe that the formula or however they do it is better than the way we do it.
I mean, you can't just go in there with a packet of salt or a salt shaker and salt it and make it taste as good as McDonald's.
Right, you can't go all willy-nilly with the salt.
You can't.
Well, you could also ask for them to give you the salt packets on the side, and so that kind of forces them to make a fresh batch, and then you start using McDonald's salt on the McDonald's fries.
No, I get the idea of wanting to get the freshest, hottest fries. I do totally get that. I just don't think it's worth the trade-off of salting it yourself, because I don't think you're going to be satisfied with
it. But if other people agree with you, that's a good life hack.
I wasn't aware that we were judging life hacks and telling people they're wrong. That Jensen because, and Bean.
Because we hadn't talked to John yet.
John's trying to. I didn't know we were talking fries either. I didn't know we were getting into my expertise.
John's trying to overthrow the patriarchy here. Well, I'm not going to allow it. All right, sir. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. All right, let's go to another John. He's in Hermosa Beach. Hopefully he's not a big loser, too. He's on line 7. John, this is my area. I run into this all the time. Let's talk about your life hack. What's going on?
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
So real easy snack hack. If you like pistachios and you get a pistachio shell that's not fully cracked, don't use your nails or your teeth or anything. Just take an already broken half of a pistachio shell and wedge it in there and twist it.
Stashy hack. I like
wow.
it.
I feel like that's dangerous, though, because the shell of a pistachio nut is a weapon, you guys.
It is.
And I feel like that would be kind of like carelessly using a knife to cut an apple, and that somehow you're going to end up cutting yourself with that pistachio shell.
It's snack running with scissors.
Oh,
what you're
my God, yes. You two.
That's what it is.
I agree.
I want you both in the ground.
I agree.
John, I accept your hack.
I think this is willy-nilly, and I think that your grandma shouldn't have scissors.
It was a knife, by the way.
Oh, never mind.
Thank you for the call. All right. You want to go into the kitchen with Martha? She's on line 4. She's calling us from Whittier this morning.
Well, that's
morning,
where talking... she should be, right?
Huh?
Right, ladies?
Talking life hacks. Barefoot and pregnant. Here's Martha.
Not quite. Okay. I'm over 63, so you can knock me down, but you can't knock me up.
Maybe.
Oh!
I love you.
All right. Fantastic.
But that's all right. Also a life hack, how to knock up Martha at 63.
Yeah. All right. What have you learned in your...
Oh, my God. I love Martha so much.
When was the last person that tried?
Oh, my God. That was about 5 years ago.
Okay.
All right. I'm coming over, Martha. What's your life hack? What have you learned in your 6 decades plus that you can share with us?
Okay. I love to make macaroni and cheese, but it's a pain to clean up. So I had read online to fill the pot about 2/3 full with water, add a quarter to a half cup of ammonia, and let it sit.
Ammonia.
Huh. Hmm. Oh, wow.
And it just goes away.
Well, yeah, it makes it not so sticky.
Yeah, loosens it up so you can easily rub it out, scrub it out.
Someone, okay. Please ding a bell. Please.
By the way,
no, Martha, Bean had offered his services, but I don't think that Kevin knew mac and cheese was on
the
table.
I did not realize that.
You
would
know?
Yeah, I think
Martha
Kevin,
is
I'm
my
sorry.
Soulmate.
Okay. I think Martha's yours. I'm sorry.
Hey, why not both of you?
Oh, no. No.
Keeps getting better.
No. Call of the year.
No, ma'am.
That Martha. Is the devil's Everyone. Triangle, Martha. No, nobody wants so that.
No.
I'm woke, and I'm 5'1", so that's going to be a really wobbly
Martha's year. Martha's a spinner.
Just said the wobbly H.
All right, Martha.
Really let it breathe.
Play.
Let it breathe.
Let it
Hold
play.
Hold on, there's still one.
It's my favorite part.
One.
Hey!
There it is, yeah.
All right.
Bean is looking for any reason to not run the marathon now that
it's
he said he's going to run a marathon.
Nope, it's not that at all. It's
he
just
has
that
said I, that he has muscles mm-hmm. that hurt. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Look.
And scientifically, there's no way to ever get rid of that.
Right.
So. I just feel like I need to consult with my physician mm-hmm. before I undertake something. And my guess is he's going to tell me that running will kill me. That is my guess. Mm-hmm.
That's so your hope.
We'll find out. We'll talk to, that's your hope. We'll talk to Dr. Drew Pinsky coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie's here with a Thursday. What's happening?
I feel like it was all in the pitch. Like, what should we talk to Drew about? We talk about that in our meeting the mm-hmm. day before. And Bean immediately said, why don't we talk to Dr. Drew about how bad marathons are for your body and how no one should do them and it'll kill you. I feel like leading the witness right
yeah,
there.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's your answer.
Well, we'll see what he has to say about it. Look, I'm just telling you, there are a lot of things. Any plans today to run? My plan is to live to be 100, and uh-huh. I think I need to pace myself.
Oh, you're
live to be 100.
You're really burning through life here with all the sitting down you do. You're going to live to 150. Mm-hmm.
Right, but what I'm saying is, why punish my body? Why uh-huh. intentionally go out of the way to hurt myself?
We didn't say, hey, Bean, run a marathon.
Well, whoever did, it was a dummy.
It was you.
It's you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Then let's find out what Dr. Drew has to say about it. Look, I will abide by his decision.
Wow.
Okay.
Unless, you know, he says the wrong thing.
And what if he says run it?
Allie's here. Time for what's happening.
Well, Marvel boss Kevin Feige announced that Disney is putting Avengers Endgame back in theaters on June 28th with a new post-credit scene, a tribute, and a few surprises. He wants to make absolutely sure, though, that people know this isn't an extended cut because the movie was 7 hours. All right, it wasn't that long.
It was over 3 hours,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. He just wants you to know some new things. So get on out there, see the movie again. Has nothing to do with the fact that Endgame just needs about $45 million more at the global box office before it can declare itself the highest grossing movie of all time. Because currently, Fox's Avatar owns that title.
I can't believe more people saw Avatar than Avengers.
I know. It is crazy.
Although Avatar was very much a 3D movie. Like, they shot it in 3D.
Right.
And they really put the... And those tickets cost way more than regular
But still
tickets.
Inflation as far as how long it's been.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to add that back then, even though it was only a few years ago, movies were in theaters a lot longer than they are now.
And True. There were less... movies and theaters
and distractions, TV
yeah.
and
Correct.
Stuff, other
Netflix,
things that you could
all
do.
Of that.
Yeah,
yeah. But I just wish that Kevin Feige would say, "Listen, we just want to say, suck it, James Cameron. Mm-hmm. This is why we're doing it."
The suck it, James Cameron cut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just call it the suck it, James Cameron cut. I will go see it
Same.
If you do that.
I don't know why.
I don't know why, but I'm fine with that.
I'm
happy with that.
Still haven't given money to that movie, but I will see it if you call it that.
Absolutely. So. Kevin Feige, we just told you how to make even more money. Bean, we need to talk about something that happened across the pond. I need you to weigh in.
All right. Do I have to weigh in as my British accent?
Always.
Of course.
Please.
Okay. An 83-year-old British pedestrian landed in the hospital after Prince William and Kate Middleton's police escort crashed into her. The Duke and Duchess were en route from London to Windsor when a motorcycle in their royal convoy crashed into Irene Mayer. She was taken to the hospital, is now in serious but stable condition. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge were deeply concerned and saddened to hear about the accident. Their Royal Highnesses have sent their very best wishes to Irene, and the family will stay in touch throughout every stage of her recovery. To which 83-year-old Irene Mayer probably responded with, pay me, bitch. Right?
It's the only answer.
This is insane.
Well, it wasn't the Duke and Duchess, though. It was a guy in their security detail, right? Somebody on a motorcycle ran them down.
Here's what an eyewitness said. The bike hit her and spun around, spun her off her feet, and she fell badly on the floor.
Well, it sounds to me like she should have been a little bit more careful where she was walking.
Jeez.
He was also on the wrong side of the road.
Why couldn't she see that? What, is she not paying attention? She looking at her phone?
She's 83.
She should pay attention to what's going on. She should know her surroundings. Wow. Anyone knows that.
Okay, let's say you're there in England, you witness it. What would you say to the police?
It's just an honor to be knocked down by His Royal Highness.
Nope.
I'm so lucky to be run over by the royals.
No.
Okay.
Anything from the Queen? Would she have a statement, do you think?
Yes, she can die. She's not a royal.
Wow.
Oh, Queen is coming hard.
Queen is a real bitch.
She really is.
That's wow.
An incredible bitch.
Oof. Well, Prince William and Kate Middleton reportedly didn't see the accident happen, but they have reached out to the family and sent flowers to the woman in the hospital.
But you're saying big check, though, would make more of an impact.
Oh, hell yeah.
You were hit by...
They didn't see it happen.
Mm-hmm. They were probably in a motorcade. Car. It's a motorcade, so... Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Something in the front hits somebody, doesn't... Sort of everyone.
Well, the motorcycle could have been behind, for all we know. I mean, we don't know how many vehicles.
Oh, we're going out way out of our way to give them the benefit of the doubt.
We are.
Sure are.
No. The report that Ali read said they didn't see it. I'm saying there were probably multiple cars in the entourage that were traveling with them, and they probably didn't see it.
Oh, it says here they got an advanced copy of Holy Moly and were watching it.
Let them be. Now everything makes sense.
They were watching Holy Moly
tonight, ABC, 8 p.m.
You guys, we should be getting paid for these Holy Moly.
We really should.
This is insane.
So it's only 11 hours away, you guys.
Yeah.
11 hours, and our lives change forever with Holy Moly on ABC. You understand it's a miniature golf course show. It's a competition set in a miniature golf course.
But you said it's like miniature golf, Wipeout, and America Ninja Warrior.
Yes,
all wrapped
that's
in
right.
one.
With a Steph Curry. And a Rob Riggle.
Unbelievable.
That's right.
Yeah. I can't wait, you guys.
The ad department is probably checking all their paperwork.
Like, hold on a minute.
Did they get paid?
So it's like the windmill, like the windmill on a miniature golf course.
Yes.
Except you, not only do you have to shoot the ball through the little windmill, but then you have to run through it as well, is what I'm saying, which is crazy.
Right.
And if you don't, it knocks you into a body of water.
Uh-huh.
Earlier you said, and I don't try to remember all the quotes from the show, but earlier you said, whatever the ball does, you have to do?
That's what it looked like in the promos to me.
I think you made that up.
No, I'm saying that's what it looked like.
Oh, you have to go in the hole?
No, you don't have to go in the hole.
Dive in the hole head first.
No.
Yep. I want to watch that show.
Same.
So it goes through the windmill. You have to, like, time it so it doesn't lop off your head.
Yes.
And you have to get through the windmill.
Exactly, yes.
So it is essentially what the ball
you
having
to do with the ball does, yes.
Sure.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I think we'll have all of our questions answered when we watch Holy Moly on ABC tonight at 8.
People literally will think that we are doing this because we're getting paid.
No.
We're not.
We are excited.
The dumbest human beings ever.
We're just excited.
Oh,
we're not smart.
All right. Happy birthday, Josh Lucas, Robert Rodriguez, John Taylor, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, Sean Goodman, Brian Wilson, Nicole Kidman, and Lionel Richie.
That's one for Burtonsville from Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
By the way, Bean said that was Flash Phillips on the air, so I can't really blame him.
Right.
As soon as we went to commercial, he goes, by the way, that was actually me. It wasn't me as Flash Phillips.
Flash Phillips.
Yeah, that was post-Flash Phillips.
That would be spanking.
Yeah.
That's one for Burtonsville from Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
God, it's
a time for Bean to weasel out of something.
How dare you, first of all. Look, we love Dr. Drupinski. We have him on every week at this time, and he's a very busy man. You see him all over radio, television. He's got a lot of podcasts, and we try to keep up with everything that he has going on, but clearly we've missed something, because Dr. Drew, did you, in fact, have a guest on your podcast this week named Michelle
Farm Babe Miller?
Yes, I did.
What the Farm Babe? What is this, a farmersonly.com ad? What's happening? No, who's the Farm Babe?
I thought it was interesting. There's a lot of misinformation about, you know, I'm on this meat diet and I worry about the whole process of where the meat comes from. And
I have bad news for you. It comes from cows.
What? Are very concerned about, you know, our dairy farming and our GMOs and stuff. I thought I'd talk to somebody who's an expert in this. That's all.
And so you call the Farm Babe.
She's an advocate. She's a kid. She's somebody who grew up out here as a scientist. And then she ended up marrying somebody who was a farmer and became a farmer and realized that there was so much misinformation.
You're telling me a scientist is now going by the name Farm Babe?
Yes, she is. Okay. That's what she's going by. Hey, you're talking about her.
Yeah. Does she also have a calendar? I mean, what's the deal with this lady?
She just is out there advocating on behalf of the farming, you know, community. And she persuaded me of a lot of things, so I was glad I talked to her. So listen to the podcast.
I'd like her to persuade me of a few things. Okay, she's a farm babe. Here's the thing, Dr. Drew. You're going to help us settle a dispute we're having here on the program. It came up recently. You don't need to know the backstory that I might want to get into running, that I might want to start running. Okay. I've had a physical recently, and I am in fantastic health. However, my doctor said, you know, you really should be incorporating some exercise. You're not getting any exercise, and that is going to go a lot further even than your healthy diet, is you should start getting some exercise. It's really going to lower your cholesterol. It's going to be good for you. It's going to
Did he specify what kind of exercise?
No, cardio, I think, is what he was talking about, was cardio. He didn't think I needed to, you know, get in the gym or anything. So he suggested some cardio, you know, however I should. So I thought, well, maybe running is the way to go. So I started running a little bit in the last couple of weeks, and it does not feel great, Dr. Drew. I'm going to be honest. I don't like it, and I don't like the way it makes me feel in it, and my muscles hurt.
Right.
And I'm sore.
I thought you were running a marathon.
Yeah, that's the point that he's leaving out, is that Bean said, hey, let's run a marathon. Mm-hmm.
We all then heard it and said, I'd be into doing that with you, and then he's the first one out.
Okay, again, the details aren't important.
Now it makes sense, right, yeah.
The details aren't important, but what I'm saying is, I said, let's have Dr. Drew on, and I bet he will back me up when I tell you guys that I've decided, after running twice now, that running is bad for you. There's no way it can be good for your body. It can't. I mean, I feel like all I'm doing is setting myself up for injury. I feel like I already have the runner's knee. I probably already pulled a hammy. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can go bad with running.
The runner's knee.
Yes.
It's interesting. And there's a kind of a complicated topic, so I hope I can kind of distill it down to something sensible here.
Okay.
But the one thing I want to say, though, is that the one recommendation I always give to people about exercise is find the exercise you like. The one you will do is your best exercise above all else. If you don't like it, you're not going to do it. And so it's got to be something that is satisfying or gratifying in some way.
So just like banging, then.
Yeah, for me, weightlifting is the thing, and I love it. And running, I'll do it, but I don't really like it, so I'll drift away from it. But being it does, I'm going to predict you will not sustain this, even if you have a goal like a marathon. You'll hit that marathon, you go, okay, done and done, and that will be that.
Wait,
that's
hold
not
on.
What your doctor wants you to do.
Hold up just for 1 second. You think that Bean's going to run a marathon and finish? And then
no,
say, oh,
I
done
I
with that?
I didn't go that far. I just said, even if he were to do a marathon.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here's
the deal. And then the other thing is that when I was running more, I was running on trails and things, and all my orthopedic colleagues looked at me and goes, I'll see you in the operating room. They're all like, oh, yeah, you're going to turn an ankle. You're going to get a knee problem.
Thanks for coming on, Dr. Drew. Have a great week.
He's got more to talk about.
Okay.
Got a lot more to talk about. So that's for people above a certain age. There's a lot of wear and tear on the joints. So running on the streets, running with improper equipment, even running on the trails, the orthopedic people will tell you that they will see you. It creates a lot of more issues than we're sort of –
Okay, shouldn't that be enough?
A threat from them.
Shouldn't that be enough?
That's the way I took it.
For me to not run.
All right. Now, the cardiovascular benefits, of course, are well known. However, the benefits of running are not that much superior to just walking. So most people, again, as we age, will recommend walking good distances or jogging on, you know, light impact. The impact is what does us our harm. However, that is not to say there are not other things that could go wrong. When you get into more distance-type settings, you can get in real trouble. The big thing that pops up on people's radar is something called rhabdomyolysis, which is really your muscles dissolving. And that would be bad enough in terms of...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wait,
I've never heard of that. Your muscle can literally just go away?
Rhabdomyolysis is actually pretty common in the marathon runners, and they actually, that's why they have to stay so hydrated, because the myoglobin that breaks down from the muscle will actually clog the kidneys and damage the kidneys.
That's, and I can't have that. I only have one kidney. I got to be super careful with my kidney.
Yes, yes, you do. So you'll have to stop running. There you go, Bean.
And ladies and gentlemen.
The other issues
I'm the only one applauding, but ladies and gentlemen.
Could there be any occult cardiac problems? Could you have a structural problem in your heart, or maybe coronary disease you didn't know about? And overstressing the heart could result in things like arrhythmias. We often hear about people just suddenly dying. That's more in that sort of zone. And there are even people that worry about actually muscle damage to the heart independent of all those processes.
I will accept the apology from my coworkers.
Why do people run?
Well, right? Now we're talking about distance running, like really long distance. You know, running 2 miles a week, you know, that's, or even 4 miles a week, that probably has benefit as long as you're doing it low impact with the right equipment and stuff.
So if it, in all seriousness, Dr. Drew, and thank you for filling me in on all this information, because it's much worse than I even imagined. if I stuck to like the occasional 5K or something like that, or even a 10K once in a while, that you'd probably be all right with that.
Yeah, but you don't like running.
I don't, so far, no. So
yeah,
far.
And so what you're doing is making deals with yourself, which is, if I have that goal, then I'll keep doing it. How about you find out, why don't you do some resistance training, or some shorter distance stuff, maybe even on a treadmill or a stationary bicycle or something.
Check out a Zumba class, Bean.
I haven't caught the runner's
yoga. Get to curves.
I haven't caught the high, I'll tell you that. The runner's high that you hear about, I have not caught.
You've
that.
Run twice.
I know. Yeah.
And you don't understand why your muscles hurt.
That's the incredible thing here. You got to build slow, whatever the exercise is you're doing, if you're cardio, starting from zero, as Bean is. And you can really hurt yourself if you don't build up properly.
Well,
if you don't.
That's not going to be a danger, because I'm even going to start walking slower.
But,
I mean, honestly.
The runner's high is a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
But you got to get, you know, 5 miles plus to sort of hit that.
Very good, Dr. Drew. Thank you so much.
That's all
I am done with you. Yes, that's all I wanted to hear. Finally, you go to your doctor, he tells you what you want to hear. How often does that happen? All right, drdrew.com is where you want to go to find out all the doctor's appearances and podcasts, the Dr. Drew podcast, the Adam and Drew podcast, the Swole Patrol with Mike Catherwood, and the new Dr. Drew After Dark, which is awesome. Plus, you can download the Heal app in the App Store or Google Play. It's called Heal, you guys. See a doctor in the comfort of your own home. Doc, thanks so much for making me look smart today. I appreciate it. We'll talk.
You guys are so lucky you're listening to that song. Not Allie.
But they missed Koozie Talk.
Oh, my God.
I brought up Kyle Kuzma, and then it became Koozie. I mean, it was just like,
you guys are so lucky.
Quite a ride.
You're welcome. For Linkin Park,
you're welcome. If you think we get off topic on air.
and by the way, I'm in a trucking simulator right now, and I just passed Pomona, and I am eastbound and down, you guys. Look out.
CB radio.
Just let me know if you got eyes on Smokey, if you can hit me up and tell me about that. I need to know, because I need to make the Phoenix by dark.
He's just yelling out the window, show me your boobs.
All right. It is a Thursday morning, and it is time for one final look at what's happening here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's going on?
Yesterday, a couple great things happened, and I'm not saying they happened to me. They happened to all of us, and all of us benefit from this. Number one, I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson has been picked up for a second season on Netflix.
Yeah! Love it.
It was so good. I loved it so very much. So another season of that. Yes, please, and thank you to Netflix.
I didn't love it as much as you did.
You're insane.
But I will tell you that this is the future, man. 17-minute shows. Mm-hmm. That is the future.
Speaking my language, Bea.
Yeah. Yep.
I loved it. And the other thing that happened, I don't know if I've ever been this happy with a casting in my life. But Bill and Ted Face the Music has added a cast member, someone who will be playing the, quote, relentless adversary to Keanu and Alex Winter's Bill and Ted. That relentless adversary, Anthony Carrigan, Barry's no-ho mother effing Frank.
What about
No-ho Hank? No-ho
Hank
will be there,
He'll
too.
He'll be there, too. Okay.
Yeah, it's his brother, No-ho Frank.
I'm a bigger fan of WeHo Frank, who's completely different. Excellent adventure.
You guys, I just got so excited.
You did, way too.
Yeah, that was weird. No-ho Hank from, of course, Barry, who is a delight. Who
he
was also
amputated his own leg.
He didn't. He was also in Gotham. He's amazing. I talked about him so much during season one of Barry that his management reached out. They're like, just have him on. I mean, it's just weird. So he came in
73 with nothing but prison time on his resume.
Nope, he came in and he was so lovely. He works with kids at camp that have alopecia. He's just, oh, he's the greatest guy ever, you guys.
He's a little shady.
He's none of those things.
That's because he's a douchebag.
You guys, you all love him.
He was born on the 4th of July, 1900.
I mean, that might be true. I'd have to source it.
Wow.
But production of Bill and Ted Face the Music begins next month in New Orleans with an August 21st, 2020 release date already on the books.
He's just a political hack.
He's not. He's just a great human being that's going to be in a movie I was already excited to see.
I don't even think he's a doctor.
You might be right.
I think that's true.
You might.
That one's true.
You might be right on that. All right. You want more great news?
Sure.
Sure.
Thom Yorke has announced a new album. It's called Anima. It's going to be out
It's
June.
Called Anima?
Anima. A-N-I-M-A.
Oh, I thought you said Anima, too.
M-A.
I
did.
Anima. Sorry, I'm just getting in here. Thom Yorke is getting an enema?
Yes. It's a dystopian new enema. It's a new solo album. It's out June 27th. And if you're saying to yourself, yeah, but is there any chance he can release like a short film too? Yeah, he can. Along with the LP, Yorke is releasing a one-reeler made with his frequent collaborator and friend, Paul Thomas Anderson. Allie, what's a one-reeler? Well, it's a motion picture, especially a cartoon or comedy of 10 to 12 minute durations contained on one reel of film. They were especially popular during the silent film era.
I guarantee there was no film used in the making of this movie.
Ooh, I don't know. Paul Thomas Anderson?
Really? Yeah, you think so? You think he shoot on film?
He has shot on film, yeah.
I think a lot of people shoot on film that you don't realize.
Well, then it's a good effort. It's well...
Leonard Maltin over there.
Yeah. Well, then it's a good effort.
It's certainly worth it if you can't tell.
The Anima One Reeler is going to hit Netflix on June
27th. She's saying Anima, right?
Anima. Yes. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it. It's A-N-I-M-A. Anima?
Is it anime?
No, that would be an E. I'm not that stupid.
I thought that's what you said. Okay.
Yes, I am.
I would like to see P.T. Anderson's anime. What that would look like.
I'd like to see his enema.
I'm out on that one.
Okay.
Have you guys, you've obviously seen the trailer teaser on the new Thom Yorke song, though, right? You've heard the music.
No.
No, I haven't heard any of it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I haven't heard any of it. I got a clip.
2, 3, 4.
Wow, sounds
really
good.
I mean, looking forward to it.
I think Thom Yorke, I think slide whistle.
Yep. Right.
I do have the real one, though.
Okay.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, good.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. I hate the sharpest tools in the shed.
Yep.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
It's a real departure.
Well,
is he doing all the harmonies as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is amazing.
But have you heard the bonus track?
No.
Because I have that.
Oh. If we're any example of how often that's going to be played, we'll hear it a lot.
I have a singleized vocal track.
Oh, wow!
Because I know we've just been playing mostly, you know.
Tom was feeling it.
He still got it.
Mm-hmm. Still got it.
And I have another piece of audio. That's Thom Yorke from the new album called Anima.
Anima.
I heard Anima.
I heard anime.
Okay. Once upon a time in Hollywood, Russell Crowe bought a dinosaur skull from Leonardo DiCaprio. It's not something you often read, but I wanted to continue because this is amazing.
Think about it. Why?
Well,
people don't ask that question.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because his kids were fascinated with dinosaurs at the time. He talked about the purchase on the Howard Stern show yesterday. Said he bought the item about a decade ago for his sons and his former wife. He said he does cut himself a little bit of slack because there was, quote, a bunch of vodka involved in the transaction.
Love it.
So it began with Leonardo DiCaprio revealing that he wanted to unload the skull because he wanted to buy another. So Russell Crowe said, yeah, I'll buy it. So he remembers the negotiating being pretty cool. He just said, just give me what I paid for it. And Russell said, sure. What do you think he paid for this dinosaur skull?
Really, I don't know the dinosaur skull market as well as I'd like to.
I used to. I haven't kept up.
Yeah. Well, he said, I think...
Hold on. I got it. Is it $250,000?
Okay.
I'm going to go way higher. I'm going to go $15
million. What?
I mean, that's not absurd.
Okay.
Good. It's not a whole dinosaur, Kevin. It's just a skull.
Just a skull. Do you want to change your...
No, I like mine. Okay. I like it.
It was,
I'm happy with it.
He said he thinks he paid like 30 or 35 grand or something.
Mm.
I mean, that's a
I'm still sticking with 15 million.
Okay.
That's a bargain.
That's my answer.
You think he's lying?
I do love, though, that he went home and said, there you go. Here's one for the playroom. Just gave a $35,000 dinosaur skull to his kids. Like, here you go. Play with it. I'm just saying. People are weird.
Then what?
That's it, sir. Want to talk some birthdays?
Sure.
And Brian. Then we have some breaking news.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's good news. You'll like it.
Okay.
You more than anyone in the room.
Well, screw the birthdays. That's what's happening.
And
wow.
Now, a breaking news bulletin.
Let's let our producer, Dave, share the good news with us and with the audience.
Is
what do you have, Dave?
Forky news.
Tomorrow morning at 8:05 a.m., Forky joins us in studio.
Yay! Tony Hale, he's my favorite.
You drive that for tomorrow?
On your drive home?
I thought she was cooler than that.
Come on, man.
Tomorrow morning, Tony Hale.
What?
Slang Man in studio.
Oh, my gosh. The hits keep
much,
coming.
It's too much.
Susan Michaels is back with CatCon.
Oh,
phenomenal.
Good God.
And you know I love me some CatCon.
It's going to be very punny.
I love it.
And it's Friday.